Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This is not Johnny B. Goode. Well, actually, it is Johnny B. Goode.
It is.
But it's not Chuck Berry. It's Michael J. Fox. What in the world is this? Crank this up. Listen to Michael. Johnny B. Goode. Remember he played this in Back to the Future?
Yes. Yep. Right? Loved it.
Now he's sort of extending his reach a bit. This past summer, he appeared on stage with Coldplay when they were at Giant Stadium. Remember that in July?
Yeah.
And he played lead guitar on this. And so Coldplay has released an official video of the performance. The video has been going viral. As a matter of fact, I find this hard to believe. It was 25 years ago, Michael J. Fox.
That's crazy.
Had Parkinson's. 25 years ago. So now he's appearing on stage, playing his guitar, and apparently now he has forsaken Coldplay for Dave Matthews and their cover of All Along the Watchtower. You got that there? Let's listen to the guitar here. It's from his annual benefit, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to Cure Parkinson's. Listen to this.
This is Dave Matthews' version of All Along the Watchtower, which is very slowed down.
Interesting character, Dave Matthews. Not to take away from Michael Jordan. He's just an interesting.
Yeah. This is so amazing to me, though, because from what I know about Parkinson's, a lot of the time it makes your body shaky.
Hand. Right.
Yeah. And so people have
trouble. No control over your limbs.
Yeah. And so being able to play guitar, and I mean, you heard the way he played with Coldplay. I mean, it's amazing.
And to watch the video of him, I mean, it's all him on the lead guitar of Johnny B. Goode.
That's so cool.
It really is.
It's so weird how music works a different side of your brain. I know when my grandmother had a stroke, after lots of recovery, she was not able to really speak to us and had to relearn just saying no, and even that was a struggle. But she could sing Happy Birthday. She could sing Christmas songs. She and perfectly. And it's because of the brain is just...
Yes. Yep, that's right. All right,
It is remarkable, and it's
good thoughts.
He's kind of blowing people's minds right now, which is great.
Well, it's good for his family to see him. All right, so let's move to someone who has more musical chops than Michael J. Fox, and that's Mr. Bono. Can we call him Mr. Bono?
Sure.
Mr. Bono. Earlier this month, in the Glamour magazine prestigious Women of the Year Awards, U2 frontman Bono was right on the top of the list, getting recognized for his humanitarian work around the world, became the first male Woman of the Year. So I think about that, because Dwayne The Rock Johnson has been named People's Sexiest Man Alive. Wouldn't it be interesting sometime if, for example, Ellen DeGeneres was named the Sexiest Man Alive? Anybody?
Right.
About that?
We have. I just want to make sure we get to this. We have some Bono accepting his award, reading some of the mean tweets about him.
You know how ridiculous it is for me to be on this stage accepting this award. But if I didn't know how ridiculous it was, I did have the blessed internet to remind me. I kept some of the best ones. Out of all the women alive, hashtag Bono is my favorite. It's just so inspiring how she overcame the adversity of being a millionaire white dude. Or it's so important that our daughters understand that they can grow up to be Bono.
Good for you to take. I do too, frankly. 28 past the hour.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This left winger ranks in the top 10 all-time in playoff goals. And since his vicious cheap shot on Chris Draper, he's known as one of the most hated NHL players of all time.
Penalty is going to be called. Review again, I think.
Hit him right from behind and jam.
shot right from behind.
So where is Claude Lemieux now? Claude popped up on TV in 2007, appearing in the second season of the Spike TV show Pros vs. Joes. Claude competed on the CBC television figure skating show Battle of the Blades, even singing on the track he skated to. Hard to believe that's the same guy who used to put people in the hospital. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Can small businesses compete with large companies?
An article on the Harvard Business Blog said small is the new big, sustainable is the new growth, and trust is the new competitive advantage.
People do business with people. Not companies, not organizations, not institutions.
It's hard for large companies to create a culture of trust. It's much easier for small businesses.
If you think about it, we're back where we started. In days gone by, we did business with people we knew.
If you're in business or plan to start one, capitalize on this trend by super serving your customers.
Build trust and you'll build your business. That's Big Success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.